stock picks this evening, Wayne, what would you be buying?
Look, I mean, I'm getting onto this, and maybe it's a bit late in the day, this DIY stay-at-home story. You look at Cash Build results, you look at Builders' results, you look at Spar's Build It results. These are fantastic. So I'm actually going to go for a Home Depot in America. They came out with a very good set of results. People are literally staying at home and fixing all the things at home. Now, I know that won't last forever, but it looks like a reasonable short term. It's a good company. It's got strong, massively strong cash flows. So maybe a little bit boring pick, but I think a fairly solid pick.
There's nothing boring about a Builder's Warehouse or a Home Depot
Oh,
or
I love it.
You know,
I
a
love
good
the hardware
hardware
stores.
store.
Yeah. I must tell you, I can't tell a hammer from a nail, but to walk through those stores is, I love them. You know, if you go through a Home Depot, it's just the most wonderful stores. Yeah, I agree with Wayne.
Modern day church for some. David, very quickly, what is your stock pick?
Well, I think out of all the results that I went through, the two that stand out are Sibanye and Kumba, and admittedly Anglo Platts as well. But I think I just think either one of them. I'm going to go for Sibanye. I just think Froneman is something else. You know, he's just he's better than Elon Musk. You know, he hasn't
And he
got,
says it
I
like it
think
is. Okay, we have to go. David,
he's
Wayne, thanks very much for
great.
joining us this evening. David, of course, from Sasfin. Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night.
Yeah.